Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Markel. Markel, maybe you could cut your uniform up, showcase that body a little bit more. You got a left sleeve panty on. He got a tennis shield. He got tattoo show-off day today. We're going to have a bathing suit contest today after practice.
All right, that's the Gruden we love. Hey there, you got good-looking legs. You got one little cover-up there. You're going to have a bikini contest. Get in the cage with Foles. Oh, I missed Randy about football, John Gruden, and he is back. And he's the one thing that is saving. I don't want to say it's slightly disappointing because there was such high expectations. It's still entertaining. And Joe Murray and I were having a discussion about Hard Knocks, and he was saying, I don't think it's been good, but last season was amazing. Cleveland Browns season was great.
It was good.
Atlanta Falcons was the worst.
That sucked.
Like that, I lasted an episode and a half, and I'm mad at myself that I even lasted that long. That was one of the all-time worst. But we were just talking about backup quarterbacks and how much money these guys make, because it is utterly ridiculous. Some of these guys, like Glennon, got a ton of money when he went to the Bears. I thought he was supposed to be the guy, and then they brought in, I think, Trubisky, right?
No, they drafted Trubisky.
They drafted Trubisky, and they said, okay, well, you're not going to be the guy. They paid him like he was
$5 million last
they
year.
Paid Jeez. Glennon, then drafted Trubisky. Yep. We were talking back in the day, Seattle, we were talking about Flynn. Flynn had that one big game against the Patriots. I think he signed a $40 million contract with Seattle the same year they drafted Russell Wilson.
Right, being a backup quarterback can be very lucrative, as you were saying, Joe.
Tyrod Taylor, $6 million with the Chargers. Didn't even know he was there. Chase Daniels, we mentioned, $6 million with the Bears. Case Keenum, $3.5 million. With Denver. Colt McCoy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know how many quarterbacks Washington
Throw out Keenum because he was a star.
He was a star. And then Nick Foles made $9 million last year.
But the same thing. I mean, Foles got paid a lot of money to be the starting quarterback in Jacksonville. So a lot of the other ones are good, but I don't take Foles and the other guy.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater, though. That one's in $7.5 million. Yeah. Guys hasn't started the game in like 4 years.
Don't forget, Bridgewater turned down more money from somewhere else to go back to New Orleans for that number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. He did. That was very strange. But they've got Nathan Peterman, which is kind of known in recent memory as one of the worst quarterbacks that has started a game, and they've got Glennon. So you're sitting there with John Gruden. Now, John Gruden, like I like his watching his style as a coach. I don't think it's probably effective, as we've learned, but it doesn't mean it's not entertaining. So he's sitting there watching Peterman and Glennon practice. And he's seeing nothing out of these guys. Like, they are giving very little effort, especially Glennon. I mean, he just has got no urgency whatsoever. He's not saying anything to his teammates. And Peterman just seems to be fairly incompetent, at least the way it's represented on Hard Knocks. So here they are in a practice. And here's John Gruden just trying to give him a little bit of a John Gruden-esque pep talk. Yeah, let's do the Peterman Cup here. Yeah, this is that.
How do you screw up a snap count? Let's go. 20 seconds, Nate. Hurry up, Nate. 16. Throw it.
Throw the ball, Nate.
Come on, Nate. Get the going, Nate. Let's go. God damn it. Hey, Nate. You got to hurry up, man. It takes forever. Start the motion. Get it going. We're running out of time. My life is running out of lifespan. So casual. like a house mouse.
Quit being so introverted, man. Put some pressure on him. You're just too nice. You're just too. Oh, dice left, you're right.
Gotcha.
No, I mean, come on. Be a little bit more like me. Be a little bit of a jerk. There's got to be something in there that pisses you off, does it?
Yep.
There we go. You know, you got to come in as a backup quarterback, and you got to not only rally yourself, you got to rally these other guys because they don't know. They don't know shit about you. They're like, oh, we got Glennon in here. We got Peterman in here. Hey, but I want a little bit more veteran presence in the huddle. You act like some bored-ass rookie going on family vacations here. All right? Have a great day. Sorry for being a dick, but I am a dick.
Why would you, after screaming at your players, why do you ask for a high five afterwards? Why would you do that?
Because Gruden is all over the map. Like, you can tell that his honest feeling is that he wants to strangle these guys. But he I guarantee he's thinking, nowadays with these millennials, you got to be like all nice and say nice things. And then the real part comes out and goes, what the hell are you doing? And starts hitting him in the chest and starts yelling at him. That's what he's doing. He's talking to him like this. And then he starts nailing him in the chest, and I'm like, all right, dude. And you've seen it on Hard Knocks this season. He goes from like calm, happy guy to Chucky in 2 seconds. Yeah. And sometimes I think it's for the camera, and sometimes like that, I honestly think that he is just wants to choke them to death.
Well, he's feeling his way along. Don't forget, how long was he out of the game for? A decade,
at least,
right?
A decade.
I mean, that's the thing.
We've seen in this chair.
We've seen coaches do that and be unable. Remember, Barry Melrose tried to be the head coach at Tampa Bay and lasted half a season after being out of the game for 10 years. We all know about Bobby Valentine.
Yep.
I mean, Gruden's a better head coach than both of those guys, but still, you're out of the game for a decade. You're not in the locker room for a decade. That's different.
Think of the teams here. What Tampa Bay was already made with Dungy's team.
Yes.
The Raiders, that with that loss of the Tuck Rule game.
Yeah.
Like, these guys were all veterans.
Yeah.
So he could coach these guys. Now it's the Raiders and a young quarterback.
There was kind of a great moment, and that HBO got the tape on, and that was they were going to do a scrimmage, and they ended up playing their first preseason game against the Rams. And he started talking about Sean McVay, and they show a clip of Sean McVay. His first job as like a member of a coaching staff was, they called him the, I don't even know if I can say in the air anymore.
No, you can't. I don't think you could say that.
The pee boy. Another word for peeing.
That's right.
They called the pee boy, and he basically made no money, and he was on Gruden's staff. And it shows Gruden kind of like harassing him and pushing him around a little bit as this new member of the staff. And then it shows them together now, and, you know, there's, you know, like John Wallach, it's, you know, Big D, what's his name? I went to the Super Bowl.
Big Johnson.
It's Big Johnson comes walking out, you know, in front of Gruden. He's like, yeah, you ripped off everything from me. So here's once again the frustration that John Gruden is on the sidelines having to watch Mike Glennon and Peterman just muck everything up.
It's the throw you can't make. It's backside. Just jumped that route.
Hey, what are you doing?
Overlap corner.
Huh? Start fixing this. Let's go. Let's play some football here.
Glennon fires another interception at the goal line by the Rams.
The hell are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Bad ball.
What are you doing? Where were you going?
Single high.
I don't care. Where are you going?
Just saw a take carrier on the corner.
I ain't gonna be a part of that. F-ing ridiculous. Christ, he looks like that.
I got a good cussing.
For much of the second half, the answer is nowhere.
Man, hey, the linebacker.
Yeah, I know.
Did you even think about that?
Absolutely.
Why did you throw it? It's a stiff linebacker standing out there with no help anywhere.
Yep.
We got to throw that.
Gotcha.
Rip it. If he can't beat that guy, we got to get somebody that will.
Yep.
All right?
Gotcha. I got you.
Lady! Hey, run it away from the safety, man. Why are you running it into the safety? Are you a blockhead? I love you, but I'm not going to let you run the ball into unblockable looks. Yeah. You got to know more about our offense. I'm trying to help you.
Yeah. I just, are you a blockhead using a term?
Why does he say he loves him? You see, that's it. Either you're all in and you're spiking the quarterback or you're his best buddy. You can't be both within 5 seconds.
That is him going back and forth between what he really feels and what he thinks that they need to hear to get better. I guarantee you, he's like, these stupid millennials.
But you're sending them a mixed message. Is the coach angry at me or not?
He can't help it. By the way, nice job, Glennon, sticking up for yourself. Dude sounded like a mumble. I mean, you know, quarterback is the one position where you have to be somewhat of a leader of men. And I know that, you know, I was talking to Mike in the other room, and we were talking about Derek Carr. And, you know, Mike does not like Derek Carr because he's like, I can see right through him. This guy is such a fraud, the way he's trying to pal around and stuff. And maybe that's the case, but the only thing I'll give him is that on Hard Knocks, you can tell that a lot of these guys are just trying to find a personality. So they're on, you know, they don't look like a doorknob on television. I saw it with Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan tried too hard and it ended up backfiring. Derek Carr, the best thing about what's going on with him is that you can tell that Gruden doesn't like him. You can tell. And there was rumors last year that there was tension between the two. Derek Carr seems to be doing everything he can to try to win his favor. And Gruden seems to kind of be tiptoeing around, but you can tell that there's real tension there.
I don't think he likes Carr.
No.
Are you a blockhead?
I mean, that's just awesome. And by the way, somebody started talking about, who is this? This is, Jonathan Abrams, the rookie they've been talking about. I don't know why the topic came up, but he started, someone mentioned Tom Brady to him. And
This is right at the end of the episode. I remember this.
Yes. Yeah. So and he said this about Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, 42 years old.
You see his number?
He older than my dad. Tom Brady could have been my dad.
He's actually older than his father in real life.
By the way, just to get back to Derek Carr for a second, this contract Carr signed with Oakland after this year, very easy to get out from under. This is the 1 year. He's got 1 year. This is it. And then if what you say is true, I'm not sure I'm all the way there.
I think Derek
yet.
Carr's underrated.
Well,
I think
no,
he's somebody.
But the relationship between Carr and Gruden, I don't know if it's as bad as you say it is, but he's got 1 year. And yep. I just looked it up. Carr has only a $5 million cap hit next year if they get rid of him.
Wow.
That's good. It's $29 million this year, $5 million next year. Well, so Carr has 1 year to convince the coach that he's worth a damn
too.
And they can get rid of him after this coming season.
You know what that means? Brady's going to be throwing Antonio Brown next year.
Right. No.
Right.
Chris Long had a theory we can get to
Chris
later.
Long's theory was pretty good. I like it. It's never going to happen, but I like the theory.
I do want to say this, though. I'm not sure how bad the Raiders will be, but next year's quarterback class in the NFL is going to be great.
From Clemson, right?
That's the following year.
Tagovailoa is next year.
So Tua, Jake Fromm from Georgia is another one. Herbert from Oregon. There's going to be just a loaded quarterback draft next year.
All right. We will get to that Gronkowski stuff because there's some theories going on about what he is. Joe Murray has come up with some odds, and we've learned a few things also in the past hour or so about what he might be announcing come 2 weeks from now. I like how they announced 2 weeks ahead of time that he's going to announce something.
Yes.
But of course, it is definitely worth discussing. We'll get to that right.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Dub. Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Touchdown Rich on 95, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Markel, maybe you could cut your uniform up, showcase that body a little bit more. You got a left sleeve panty on, you got a He got a tinted shield. He got tattoo show off day today. We're going to have a bathing suit contest today after practice.
All right, that's the Gruden we love. Hey there, you got good looking legs, you got one little cover up there, you're gonna have a bikini contest, get in the cage with Foles. Oh, I missed Randy about football, John Gruden, and he is back, and he's the one thing that is saving, I don't want to say, it's slightly disappointing because there was such high expectations, it's still entertaining. And Joe Murray and I were having a discussion about Hard Knocks, and he was saying, I don't think it's been good, but last season was amazing. Cleveland Browns season was great.
It was good.
Yes. Atlanta Falcons was the worst.
That sucked.
Like that, I lasted an episode and a half, and I'm mad at myself that I...
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Tub. Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's esoteric. Let's start with the ugly guy first. First up, Tony Mads. You look better in a goldie mask. I'm glad I hear you and I see you with your homely ass. You a Yankees fan, man, that disturbs me. You're worth the worth less than a Zolak jersey.
I'm right there with you.
Sup, Zo? I guess you kind of went pro. You got a show because every game in the 90s you had front row. And Mark Bertrand Beetle, I saw it firsthand. Donuts, he all about looking like a Spurs fan. Wallach, he ain't smart reading stats on laptops. Looking like an eagle, he could be the BC mascot. Cut the mic on Michael Felger, Brighton Ernie. Kid, I'm a son of kind of like Michael Hurley did. Your hot takes are kind of cold instead. Jimmy Hayes had you shaking in your Nantucket Reds. Is it Big Jim Murray or Bald Jim Murray? Hat always on his dome, he's unknown like Adam Jones. Piece of TNR, I'ma let him slide because I got nothing written. Just kidding. Move, Rich, and get Fred out the way because today I gotta use my rap AK and spray. Rich, certainly, but geek needing confidence. Always on Twitter, man, retweeting compliments. Yeah, I heard about your league leading dominance, but when I'm in the car, man, it doesn't reach Providence. I know you do your best to entertain, but get a brain. You're as funny as Kevin James, Rich. The Freddie T, I don't got a lot for you, except maybe that your wife is too hot for you. The way that you be dressing, man, that is what not to do. Looking like a dingbat, sounding like a pink cat. I'm saying that everybody plays a fool. That's appropriate for Fred at the JCC pool. Catch him on Comcast, looking half homeless, a legend in his own mind, like Johnny Gomes.
Break up the five villain.
98.5 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, and that is esoteric right there. Kind of a leftover from that's esoteric right here too. Leftover from yesterday's 20th anniversary thing. 20th, jeez, we're already adding 10 years onto. How long we've already been here. It feels like 20. 10 years here at 98.5 Sports Hub. And I said it earlier in the show today. I mean, I listened throughout most of the day. It was the stuff that Beetle and Zolak and Hardy and Jim Louth, they all put together was just phenomenal. That noon hour is amazing. I mean, if you haven't heard it.
Podcasted.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. It was really good. And I also loved listening back to what was going on with the Felger and Maz show, some of the funny stuff that they had pulled up. That whole John Henry situation is still fairly surreal. And what I thought was the best part of it was that John Henry comes in the studio and he's, first of all, it's just strange that a guy would get so angry and come directly to the station, demand to be put on the air. But what made it extra funny is that he went to a station that didn't even pay him millions of dollars to get the rights of the team that he owned. So he went to the other station instead, which we thought was hysterical. But he's sitting there in studio doing the interview while behind his head, and we hope he didn't see it, there is a picture that somebody from Felger and Maz had posted. It was him and I think it was his fiance at the time. Maybe it was his wife, like licking ice cream cones.
In the North End, right, while walking.
In the North End.
That's right.
Yeah, yes, Dan.
Just real quick, you know behind the scenes story of that, when he first showed up and he came to the front desk, the person at the front desk was like,
Lee,
who are you? And he's like, I own the Red Sox. And he's like, have a seat.
Yeah, that's right.
Someone will be with you soon. And then they like made their way downstairs to say, there's some guy upstairs in the lobby says he's John Henry.
And by the way, I give John Henry massive points for doing that. Like, I thought that was, I mean, how great is that? All right, you want to talk things about this team, ask them directly to me. And he sat there, let them ask any question they wanted to ask. He answered every single question. We learned a ton. Like, the more transparency is always better.
I think he also got stuck his foot in it. Like, one of the big things he said, and then Larry Lucchino runs the Red Sox.
Oh, totally.
And that
was something that I'm sure that was somewhat regrettable. But I love the fact that he did that. Like, yeah. Of all the things we've kind of joked about John Henry and, you know, oh, is the son and, you know, all these, you know, is this a fire? That was cool points. Like, that was something I was like, all right. For him to come down here and sit there and say, you ask me anything you want, and for him to come right back and forth, how long did that last? Was he here for an hour?
Longer than that.
I just remember, longer than an hour. I mean, it was, you had to listen. And the fact that they relived that yesterday was great. But there was one email that we got before yesterday's show, kind of in preparation of the 10-year anniversary, and it was from a listener named Tripp. And he says, hi, I've been a listener forever, since year one. 10 years ago, when I heard about the switch, I was bummed. I was a big fan of your work, but a casual sports fan at best. I wanted to keep an open mind, but that first day on the air at the Sports Hub was, in my mind, awful. It was bad when we first heard the cheese-drenched promo song. Of course, we all remember that. 98.5 The Sports Hub. But in my mind, blank really hit the fan when the new, quote, real sports guy chimed in to Fred after he deservedly crapped all over Lance Armstrong. I don't know about all that, Sports Geek said, taking time to offer a dramatic pause and push up his glasses. I respect the heck out of him. And then he writes in capital letters, I respect the heck out of him.
It was now, to give me credit, that was before we knew about the steroid stuff, before we knew about the blood doping, all of that.
I don't really know about that.
We didn't know anything about that at the time.
10 years ago, we didn't know that he was doping?
No, we did not know that.
All right. Respect the heck out of Lance Armstrong, a known douche in every sense of the word. Well, that's the end of that, I thought, as I came to terms with losing daily correspondence with people I'd come to consider friends. But it wasn't that easy. I just couldn't stop, despite this new Poindexter trying so hard to ruin what I'd grown to love. I couldn't just quit cold turkey. I kept tuning back in, and in a week or two, things got back to normal. Since then, I haven't missed a day of shows and have no intention of stopping now. But as you get nostalgic on this 10-year anniversary, I'd love to revisit the moment that almost broke me. If you can dig deep and play Wallach Day One, respecting, quote, the heck out of blowhard extraordinaire Lance Armstrong, I think it'd be an awesome example of how far the show, and to an extent the fan base, has come, regardless of what makes the air. Thanks for all the laughs. So that is someone who, John, I guess you have won over after.
He didn't say he liked me. He just said he kept listening. Yes. There's a big difference there.
Dan just said, signed Dale in Brady. Yeah.
Put him on a list.
Who knows? Maybe that's the case.
What's that guy's name?
His name is Tripp.
And he thinks Lance Armstrong is a douche. Yeah. Name like Tripp.
What are you making fun of the name? What is that? What's wrong with the name Trip?
With two P's or one?
Two.
Okay.
Why you think
screams Brookline to me?
Trip is not a douchey name. Trip means you're the third.
He goes to. Oh, sorry.
That makes it much better. If you're like the son of a junior,
guy who went to Rivers Private School and then Dartmouth, Trip.
Oh. any trips out there might want to have.
I stand before you, John Wallach, magician. I didn't say I was cool. I just said
Big Johnson Wallach.
Yeah, that's right.
Big Johnson Wallach right now in the
Trip.
In the Johnson
Sorry,
seat.
Trip.
Trip is not a douchey name.
It's not.
There
You're
are
right.
douchey
I completely have it wrong. That's right.
This is a terrible reference, but Can't Hardly Wait, the cool guy that came back from college, his name was Trip.
Oh, really? Okay. Real cool guy?
It's like, man, don't leave high school. Stay with that girl forever. His name was Trip.
That's right. I'm in the wrong here. I apologize.
If I was somebody named
I apologize
Trip.
To Rivers. I apologize to Dartmouth.
So he said,
I apologize to you, Trip.
So he said, Trip just got full on Waldicked. Which might be the case. I was named Trip.
I went to public school. Listen, you know, went to a small school in New York.
That's
very jealous.
617-779-0985. That's if you
if your name happens to be Trip.
Displeasure. No, I think it was disrespectful to Mr. Trip. He's a listener of our show, and maybe he will say, you know what, John, I was right about you in the
Yeah, I'm sure that's the next email we get.
That might be it.
Right.
All right. So yesterday was an interesting announcement involving Rob Gronkowski. I kind of came out of nowhere, but basically, it was saying that in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from yesterday, there is going to be a press conference in New York City that, according to the timeline that they show here, it's going to start at 9:30, and he's going to start taking questions at 10:30 from invite-only members of the media, which is obviously strange, because what's Rob Gronkowski to say for an hour?
What? Why do people have to be invited to this?
It says invite only. I have no idea.
Why does this merit exclusivity in some way or shape?
Maybe
or form?
Because they want to control the narrative.
I mean, so. I respect the heck out of that.
Now, who would be invited? Who do you think would be some of the names invited?
You know what?
Extra insider.
Jim Gray.
Inside edition.
So you won't ask anything offensive, and we'll ask exactly what they want him to ask for a paycheck. Joe, you came up with it. Now, Joe Murray, as I said, not only is he an expert with numbers and odds and things like that, because he's got his podcast, the Over Under podcast, and he's does this a lot, but he also is somewhat connected when it comes to all these insiders and movers and shakers and things like that. But he has done a little bit of research, and you have made your own odds for what you believe Rob Gronkowski is going to announce. And you, like, when you first came up with these,
you nailed it. You nailed it.
There's about four of them on there that I think are extremely realistic. So go from the worst odds to the best.
So, and again, I posted these on Twitter
this
earlier.
This is Joe Murray's casino. This
yep,
is
that's right.
This is the floral shirt casino.
Joey the Vig right here.
That's right, Joey the Vig.
NFL plus 500.
Okay, so to announce he's coming back to the NFL, that's not going to
Either
happen.
Coming back or being involved in
the NFL. That's the one that I think is unrealistic.
The XFL plus 300.
That is a huge possibility, because who else would do a one-hour press conference better than Vince McMahon?
And it's not the XFL as a player. It's the XFL as a broadcaster or possibly an executive, correct?
Yes,
correct.
Yeah, okay. I agree. It's not playing. It's they need a face. He's the perfect face
All
for
right. At plus 220, we have reality TV show. So whether it's the Gronk brothers or his girlfriend Camille.
I think that is an excellent one, because not the Gronk brothers, because they're all over the place. And I think that it is a reality show that he filmed with his girlfriend, and it's already in the can. I think they filmed the entire thing this summer, and it's going to air pretty soon after that.
I think you might be wrong about that. I think it's, and we brought this up earlier, remember when they asked Gronkowski and his brothers, what would you be doing if you weren't playing football? And they said, well, we'd probably open a gym, fitness something. Ooh. Remember that?
Well, I also think this...
And so why can't the reality show be, and you can include his girlfriend, Camille, the Gronk brothers open up a gym. And they're trying to outlift each other, and they go through, well, how do we order equipment, and how does the construction work?
Like chugging shakes?
Yes, protein. Who making it? Who's cutting the bananas for the protein shake?
It's the Wahlburgers.
Yes, I think that would be a fabulous way to go if they could do it that way.
Oh, but there's no question they would bring her in. Because
yes,
you want to get on something like E.
Course.
Those shows are huge. Where you got she's good looking, and of course, that's E ends up getting these, attractive women who have drama in their lives.
Something else for Ryan Seacrest to produce. I'm telling you,
you joke. I honestly
no. He's the genius that brought us the Kardashians, right?
So Ty Law's got trampoline parks. Maybe it is a.
That's right. All right. So that's a realistic one. I actually like that one.
And then the final two, WWE plus 150. Which has always been linked. And of course, we know SummerSlam will be in Boston 2020.
Yep.
And then we have a book at plus 120. Now, next chapter, just remember that. That was in the press release. He's going to announce his next chapter.
To make a book, there's no way he's going to have an hour-long press conference about his book. There's no way. You would not do that. I mean, what are you going to answer in an hour about your book?
I don't know. Maybe.
That, to me, just doesn't seem like it's big enough to have a press conference.
Okay, and then the final one at Even Money, Dancing with the Stars.
You know what kind of sucks is that's probably more than likely what it's going to be. And that means, and out of all the things there, that's the you get the least of Rob Gronkowski.
And the new season starts, we were talking with Dan earlier, middle of September, right? I mean, this would line up
16th of September, so yeah. It lines up fairly perfectly. And you know what? I think those odds are dead on. I think the order that they're in as well, I think everything's pretty stacked.
Maybe he could be this is weird, but could he be like a judge on Dancing with the Stars? Or I know he knows nothing about it. But no, and I get it. I know they bring in like dancing people for that, but I don't know, to have Gronk like break down people's dancing. I don't know. Do you think Gronk's going to go out there and dance?
Yeah. I mean, they've had tons of athletes do it. Like, yeah. I mean,
but you think
Von Miller did it.
It doesn't matter if you know how to dance. It means if you're likable. It's exactly. All about just being likable and getting the votes. And,
that's Gronk.
And he, I mean, we've said it before. That dude's got a Q rating through the roof. Yep. So he's the perfect guy for them. And I guarantee you, he's been on their radar for the last several years. Like, when is this dude going to retire? He is our white whale. We got to get this guy. Because they're going to get men to tune in, they're going to get Patriots fans to tune in, and on top of that, he's going to be someone who's going to be an absolute hit on that show.
He would absolutely be a hit on that show. No doubt.
Emmitt Smith won it.
Jerry Rice won it.
Yeah. Yes. Totally. All right. 617-779-0985. We have somebody very angry at you, John, that I'll take right after.
Is his name Tripp?
it might be. Right okay. After Joe Murray's headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Live from WXIA TV in Atlanta, you're watching 11 Alive News at 11.
I'll never forget that scene of her standing there covered in blood.
Well, the good instincts and courage of an Atlanta man may have saved the life of a woman who was being carjacked
and kidnapped. Rich Schertenlieb says he did what anyone would have done. He acted on a plea for help.
A local radio employee comes to the rescue of a woman. The young woman was kidnapped and carjacked by a man described as a crackhead. Channel 2's Jovita Moore joins us live from Ponce de Leon to pick up the story from there.
Well, Monica, it happened here just last night at the South Trust Bank on the corner of Ponce and Monroe. A young man by the name of Rich Schertenlieb for the Morning X show on the radio station 99X came here to get some cash. It was the beginning of a short but scary journey for him that may have saved a young woman's life.
Try to get into the front seat of the car. It kind of looked like a very uncomfortable, like neither of them looked like very happy, and it looked like they may have just had an argument.
Rich Schertenlieb soon realized that what he saw at this ATM was something very wrong.
The first thing I heard the girl say was, "Oh God, please let me drive. Please let me drive." So I'm kind of wondering what's going on at this point.
A young, well-dressed woman with a not-so-well-dressed man.
He was wearing torn clothes, like torn sweatpants, torn sweatshirt.
Schertenlieb says the situation then became clear.
As the girl goes into the driver's seat, she looks at me and mouths the words, "Help me."
Shirtenlieb works with funny guy Jimmy Barron, but this situation was no joke. He followed the woman's car and got 911 on his cell phone, giving police directions at every turn. And it turns out the woman had been carjacked about an hour earlier, leaving the Colonnade restaurant on Cheshire Bridge Road. Her abductor, apparently high on crack cocaine, took her to this Wachovia ATM near Cortland Street, then drove to the South Trust at Ponce and Monroe, where Rich Shirtenlieb came to the rescue.
I'm glad I stuck with her, definitely, because I don't know what would have happened, but anyone would have done that in my situation. I doubt that there was.
Shirtenlieb said there was no way that he could just drive away from that woman after he saw her say those two words, "Help me." Now, he says when he finally saw the woman again after police arrived, she was covered with blood. Her face, her shirt, her pants, everything covered with blood. Police told him that it turns out the woman stabbed the suspect in the head with his own crack pipe. He is in Grady Hospital. The 26-year-old woman is doing well, considering the ordeal she went through last night. Rich Shirtenlieb, of course, is very glad that he followed his instincts. We're live in Northeast Atlanta. Jovita Moore, Channel 2 Action News.
Someone willing to get involved and made a difference. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Joe, you were asking about that story earlier. And
oh, yeah, there it is.
Somebody found that clip and sent it to me, and I'd forgotten about that. So that was...
He's a hero. I told
not
you.
Not all heroes wear capes.
No, that's right. No, but the weird thing about that, you know, as I told you, first of all, like, the girl ended up being the fiance of my wife's boss, which was strange. But then, I don't know how things move so fast, but the very next morning, I had to go into court and testify about what happened. And so she's there after everything that she did that night. She came into court the next day, and this dude is there, and his family started like yelling at her and me and swearing at us and telling us that we were making it all up and that he's a good guy and all. And I guess that he had been let out of prison. The dude had been arrested like 10 different times for like some bad stuff. But, I mean, can you imagine that? Like the morning after that happened, this girl had to like look at him in court and get yelled at after what he like tried to do. I mean, they left some stuff out of the story about what he tried to do to her. But I mean, you want to talk about, you know, having brass ones going in there and saying that this guy did this, point right at him. He's the guy. All the cops were there. I mean, that was a really, really, really weird night. But I mean, you were asking.
Were you
about
freaked
it.
Out at all though? Like the family saw you and then like, you know, you're the person that, you know, kind of stopped everything.
Were you worried after you testified? That's another question.
Because he looked like he looked like someone who, because I know you're talking about, like, would this person, if he ended up getting off or something like that, could he come find
or the family members as well?
I didn't get that feeling because he was kind of pathetic. You know what I mean? And maybe it was because he just had his brain smashed in by this girl, who, by the way, is an ultimate badass. And the family didn't seem like anything there. And also, on top of that, we're still kind of in shock, but we also know it's the right thing. This guy, like, you know, let's get this guy in jail for a long, long time so he never does it again. The time that I actually got scared was when I was following him in the car and they left the regular part of the city and started going to the really bad part of town. And somebody found the 911 tape and played it. And you can hear it in my voice because he's running red lights at one point. And so I'm running red lights right behind him, and we're going into the part of town where there's no street lights and it's getting really dark and no one else is on the road.
Like he could have led you down somewhere.
And there's even part of me that was in my head that I was thinking, what if she didn't really say that? Like, what if my mind's playing tricks on me and she wasn't saying, "Help me." But the person on 911 kept telling me, you know, just continue to follow them, let us know where they are. And right when it got to the point where I was like, this is going to be bad, that's when they said, okay, there's five police cars behind you. They have their lights off. Just, you can pull to the side and they'll take care of it from here. And that was a massive relief at that point. Because knowing what we know now, you know, you'd like to think that you'd be Mr. Oh, yeah, I'll go make, you know, I'll follow them. But I mean, as I said, there was so much uncertainty and the moment was so weird and scary, and the part of town I was in was strange. And I didn't know whether he was leading me into something or whatever. Because at that point, he knew I was following him because he'd run lights and I went right through it with him. So, and he started to speed up and, you know, I was speeding
It was definitely a strange situation. But I mean, someone had sent that to me, and so there you go.
Wow, great story, Rich.
So said, "What were the hell?" Someone said, "What were the hell were you at that ATM at Atlanta that late in the night?" He thinks you were up to no good. It was about 11 o'clock at night, and my band used to practice 3 nights a week, and we weren't practicing in the nicest part of town. And there's this big rehearsal space area where like 40 different bands would practice, and we would always, I think it was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights, we would practice from 6:30 till whenever. And I wanted Taco Bell.
And Something's never changed.
So I went to the ATM and I was going to go get some cash, and there was a Taco Bell right down the street. And that's where I happened to run into.
Did you
into
ever get the Taco Bell in the long run?
No, not that night. Which sucks. And I'll never get the Taco Bell at the one in Downtown Crossing. Everyone keeps sending me pictures. It's opening. It's opening.
Still
the
out
signs
opening.
Up. Dude, I walked by it yesterday. I walked by it yesterday to see if it was open. The sign out front has been up for like 2 weeks now, and the inside doesn't look any different. That I swear to God, that thing is never going to open. It's like being teased. It's all a practical joke on me that there's going to be a Taco Bell within walking distance, and there is not. So we shall see. All right. So, John, this is kind of interesting. All the bitching and complaining that's been going on about the halftime shows as of late, you might end up getting a good one. And I think that this was probably really smart on the NFL's behalf.
Okay.
Because what did we know about last year's halftime show other than the fact that Mr. Maroon 5 took his shirt off for all the ladies to
Hell
see?
Yeah.
We knew that there were a large amount of acts that refused to play because they were protesting what the NFL had done with Colin Kaepernick.
Yep.
So I think that this was, believe it or not, a genius move on behalf of the NFL. They end up forming a partnership with Jay-Z and his Roc Nation company. And now Jay-Z and his production crew are going to be co-producers of the Super Bowl halftime show. Now, that doesn't mean that he's going to be performing. It doesn't mean that any, like, Beyonce is going to be performing. It just means that his stamp of approval is on it, and he's going to be part of the final say as to who ends up getting booked.
Are you telling me the NFL is becoming self-aware?
Which means next
year, you know what? We're not good at this.
Yeah.
Maybe we should hire a guy that is.
Which means next year, ZZ Top.
I would love to see the production meetings between those two sides.
I mean, the only thing that bums me out is that I'd love to see Metallica do it.
Oh, so good.
They're so due. Metallica is, and I thought when they played when the Super Bowl was in San Francisco, I'm like, finally, they're going to get Metallica.
Didn't Metallica
haven't done it yet.
Well, Metallica performed in Levi's Stadium the night before.
Yeah, it was like a Saturday night. Yeah. It's not the halftime show.
No, I understand that.
Okay.
But it doesn't make any sense, is my point. We perform, instead of the halftime show, they give you a performance the night before?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, I mean, they get paid a ton of money to do that. I mean, every Super Bowl city, Aerosmith did it in Atlanta this year. Like, every Super Bowl city on the Friday and Saturday night beforehand, there's these massive concerts because they know that people from all around the country are going to the Super Bowl. And I think it was, in Atlanta, it was Aerosmith, but there was also a Bruno Mars show, I think, as well.
Trying to remember.
I might be getting my years mixed up. And then there was like Florida Georgia Line a couple years before that, and somebody else.
Minneapolis had the time. Remember that? Minneapolis had the time the day before.
That wasn't the big show. That was like the you can go to the park and
see. No, that was Bruno Mars. That was Bruno Mars.
Yeah,
that was Bruno Mars.
So yeah, I mean, as far as bands that are still left that haven't done a halftime show that should have years ago, you got Metallica, AC/DC.
AC/DC would be great.
I'm trying to think if there's any.
Would you like Foo Fighters? Or would it be
They've done everything else.
Okay, here's the only thing about the Foo Fighters. I like the Foo Fighters. The Foo Fighters are fine. They're a good rock band. I'm sick of the Foo Fighters.
They've been everywhere
for
a decade.
They've done every like award show. They've done everything. And to be quite honest, it's like at some point you got to want the Foo Fighters. I kind of wish they would go away just for a little bit. Mm. As I said, I have nothing against them as a band. But man, I am just so oversaturated with Foo Fighters. It's like the world thinks they're the only rock band left. Any type of like show where we need a rock band. Oh, there's Dave Grohl. And part of that's Dave Grohl saying, sure, we'll do it. He's smart. He's like, I'll play whatever offer you give me. I don't care. We're not too punk rock to, you know, do a halftime show. I guarantee you they'd do it in a heartbeat. He's even joked about it before that they've been offered. But then when the time comes around to sign the papers, it's like, Black Eyed Peas over here are going to be just fine. So now that would be great. But I just think that Metallica might be the last great band not to play the halftime show.
I know people might not like this, but I think Drake would be really good for a halftime show.
God, don't do Drake. Drake sucks.
No, see, I disagree.
I'm with Rich.
Drake is the scourge on our community.
He's really not.
He's very annoying.
And I've said this before. He's not an MC. He's not one of these guys who claims to be a rapper or any. The guy just makes hits, and that it's good. You got to listen to it. I'm telling you. Right. Rich, I'm going to give you a Drake album. I want you to listen to it.
Drake sucks.
He does not. I hate mumble rap.
Hotline Bling might be one of the worst songs that it made.
That's to put out the listen, Drake makes songs
right
to get
now,
laid. That's
right
what
now.
He does.
What is the best Drake song? Right now.
Money in the Grave.
Okay, I'm going to listen to it during the break and I'll give you my money.
Big Ross. Him and Nick Ross.
Nick Ross?
Rick Ross.
Is that Rick Ross's like skinny cousin?
If you're going to be cool, you got to go all the way, Joe. Rick Ross. You can't stumble over the last hurdle before you reach the finish line.
My wife's, yes, that's her fault.
Right. Oh, okay.
We call her Nick Ross. It's like her gangster name. Okay.
We will check in with Zolak and Birch.
Money in the Grave.
That's all. I will listen to it during the break. All right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Yeah. Okay. Lil CC on that beat. Yeah. I mean, where should I really even start? I got that I'm keeping in the dark. I got my across the street living large. Thinking back to the fact that they dead. Thought my raps wasn't facts, so they sat with the bars. I got two phones, one need a charge. Yeah, they twins, I could tell that apart. I got big packs coming on the way. I got big stacks coming out to save. I got Lil Max with me, he the wave. It's a big gap between us and the game. In the next life, I'm trying to stay paid. When I die, I put my money in a grave. When I die, I put my money in a grave. I really gotta put a couple in place. Really just lapped every in a race. I really might tap realest on my face.
Diarrhea. Okay, so that's the Drake. All right.
It's new at least, right?
It sucks.
That's badass.
So Joe Murray said, all right, Drake should be the halftime show.
It'd be fun.
Drake sucks. Mumble rap sucks.
Yes, you have it in
Captain, I grew up super hard. Dude, you were on Degrassi Junior High.
So listen, Rich, I feel like we've talked music. Well, I feel like we like a lot of the same stuff.
That's why I'm so shocked.
It's hard to discuss music with you because you're a very credible source. At the same time, I like that stuff.
Okay.
I like it. But what else are we going to listen to?
What else? There's music. There's other music.
There's old music. What's new? Give me something new to listen to.
I'm a last man.
Have him do it again.
Time out. Crossover. I'd like to take this time to congratulate John Wallach.
Thank you.
Big Johnson.
First day of the 11th year. Took 10 years.
Yeah, I know. Turn around and blame that guy right there.
John. It's not my fault. You can blame Fred Toucher. I think Rich wants you to coast. Fred doesn't want you to
coast. That's a good point. That's a good point.
I was like, have I been a jerk all these years not putting Rich in the scene?
Hey, Dan. Rich is like, duh, I know. Just realized that. We brought in people off other shows because he couldn't co-host. Yeah. John Wall got the big one.
He did.
Look.
He did.
Hey.
He's not leaving either. He's too happy to see it. All right, we
for summers now, Wally.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.